We are live, I think. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
Good morning.
morning, everyone. Welcome to Covenant Live. I'm sitting here in our broadcast studio, and thank you for joining us this morning for a short time of worship and meditation. And just a time to come together. I know that we can't be with each other in person, but God is still here with us through the miracles of technology. I just want to say thank you to everyone who's been working on this. You heard Bonnie with the Prelude music. She recorded that earlier this week. I'm so grateful for her for providing that. You'll also hear recordings from Tom throughout the service. And Jen and Jim are here live with me over a Zoom session. And we'll see how this works. So keep praying for us as we go through this. As we begin this morning, I do want to remind you, you can join on our website, you can join on Facebook, on YouTube. If you do one of those latter two, you could send us a little note, a little comment. And with all of these ways, there will be recordings of this afterwards that you can view later if you aren't able to stick with us the whole stream, or you can share with your friends. So please feel free to do that. And so let's begin our time of worship this morning with a song from Tom. The hymn for today is A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And so I'm going to let Tom come to you via recording and introduce that song.
And now let's sing A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, hymn number 275.
Oh.
more. One little word shall fail him. That word above all earthly powers, no thanks to them abideth. The Spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us abideth. Let goods and kindred go, this mortal life also. The body they may kill, God's truth abideth still. His kingdom is forever. Thanks
again, Tom, for that. Jim, if you would like to go ahead, I think we're ready for you to share your words.
We've been standing on the promises of God, that a key ingredient to reducing our worry, our anxiety, our stress is to pray. And we've said the greatest prayer book available to all of us, and one that we already have, is in the Psalms. So today we're going to open our prayer book and look at Psalm 46. I'd like to read it to you from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, though the mountains shake in the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble with its tumult. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of the city. It shall not be moved. God will help it when the morning dawns. The nations are in an uproar. The kingdoms totter. God utters his voice. The earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord. See what desolations God has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow, shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. What a powerful psalm. And I think it's a glove fit for where, could you mute your phone? Thank you. Just, we're at a family setting here. Mocha and Chai and Mary are here. And so I'm just having Mary mute her phone there a minute. This is a glove fit for where we find ourselves today. The earth changes, mountains shake, waters come in chaotic form. We are at a point where many would say the foundations of our everyday life have been shaken. And there is a great deal of fear, and there is a great deal of traumatic change to our lifestyles. So this psalm seems to address that. And note that the whole comment is in the midst of radical change. We hear the words, be still. Now, I always heard that in a quiet way, be still. But in looking it up and listening to some of the Hebrew commentators, it's an imperative. It's shouted by God, be still. Stop your churning. I'm here. The Lord of hosts is with us. We can stop our churning. And I was trying to think of times when I was unnerved and churning. And I remember an event in my early childhood. My parents were out. It was a winter evening. My cousin Joanna was babysitting. So I'm supposed to be asleep upstairs. She's downstairs. And they're sledding on the road alongside of our duplex. In those days, they used to block off the streets. And people would sled all day. And then the adults would come out at night. Well, our homes didn't have a real soundproof wall, so you could hear the people's voices. And at one point, there was a great deal of shouting. And so I yelled to Joanna, "What's going on?" And she said, "Oh, it's nothing. The people are just warning each other of the bear spots." And she meant spots where there was no snow. But I heard bear spots. Lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, bears have come to Coatesville and they're right here on the street next to me. I grabbed the blanket on my bed and I went out in the hallway and I lay there wide-eyed until my parents came home and returned. And once I heard their voices coming through the door, I went to sleep. The Lord of hosts. This psalm is saying, pray until you know that God has entered into your life. God is with us. And this is what Martin Luther drew strength from. He was inspired to write, "A Mighty Fortress Is Our God." And thank you, Tom, for singing this hymn. Our helper amid the flood of mortal ills prevailing. Though this world with devils filled should threaten to undo us, we will not fear, because Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Sabaoth means the prince of armies, of angels, that force for good that God brings is with us. And so this prayer is about finding our God confidence. Trusting that God is with us so that we can embrace and engage life. St. Ignatius is quoted as saying, pray as if everything depends on God, and then act as if everything depends on you. And I think what he was saying was start in prayer, gain your God confidence, and then you can work, live, serve, embrace life, act as if everything depends on you. As I was sitting here in this chair in our den, our house is oriented where I'm facing due north. And I was thinking, you know, that's our front door. And so we pray, and with God confidence and knowing God is here with us and with our spirit, we can go out that door into the world. Now we have to go out wisely, particularly now, whether it be to the grocery store or the pharmacy, essential tasks only. We have to go wisely. And it's important, though, that we act with our resources, our hands and our minds. I remember a time when we didn't have two nickels to rub together. We're trying to cut family expenses, so I was trying to delay oil changes and get extra miles on the tires of the car. And I took the car into our mechanic, who was a good friend. He said, "Jim, you are a person of strong faith. But I have to tell you," and he pointed to the bald spots on the tire, "this is stupid." Now, I don't like that word stupid, but it was foolish. He said, "You cannot leave here today with this car. I'm not letting you put your family in a car with bald tires." When we engage the world, we have God confidence, but we have to act wisely. To the north. Engaging the world. To the south, behind me, is our backyard. This is a place of God's revelation. This is a place where Mary and I can look out and we see so many critters. We have our own private zoo. We have chipmunks, squirrels, rabbits, fox, deer. She's coaching me here. Fox, deer. We have seen hawks. We have, oh, and we have a big Norway spruce. That is like a resort for the birds. They go in every night, and there's mockingbirds and blue jays and cardinals and robins and doves and chickadees. You can hear in the morning the woodpeckers in surrounding trees. It's wonderful. God's world coming to us here. The backyard is also a place rich with memory for us. It was a place when we moved here where we built. That's right. I actually built something. It was the last time I built something. A sandbox for our young children with my father-in-law. And I'm proud of that. It's no longer with us. The sandbox is gone. But it's a place where there were milestone events. We had picnics for all the graduations. We even had a wedding reception for our son and daughter-in-law in the backyard. A place of family and friend connection. So rich with memories. With God confidence, though, we can also, I look to the east, and certainly that's the Holy Lands, that's Jerusalem. And I think that's an invitation, particularly today, for each one of us to go deeper in our faith. There's nothing holding us back. We've got the prayer book. We can come into the presence of God. I think what holds us back is ourselves. I celebrated the life of a young man who was killed in an auto accident, and the family talked about him being a person of faith, but all of a sudden he stopped going to church. They don't know what happened. He wouldn't share, but he had done something that he thought was unforgivable. That's not our God. Our God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. This is a time to embrace and go deeper with God. Have God confidence that this is the time to go and explore your faith. North, south, east, west. What a powerful word for me. Growing up in the 50s and 60s, at the end of the movie era of Westerns, this was John Wayne time, and this was Bonanza on television, Hoss and Little Joe. West represents the adventure, the creativity, the imagination, exploring. And this is a time we can do that from home. We can think about what are the things we need to do, whether it be journaling or writing a poem or taking advantage to catch up on a movie or read a book. Or even, we saw this yesterday with our one-year-old, Brinley, celebrating, I know, happy birthday, Brinley, celebrating 1 year. She had her own cake and she started carefully scooping the icing. And then after a few minutes, she just grabbed pieces of cake and icing and had it on her face and on her hair. The West represents that kind of freedom that we can find again in ourselves. We've been socialized into, you know, well-ordered, nice, presentable, Sunday best people. Let your imagination shine. Well, I pray that you'll consider your north. First of all, get God confidence. Pray and know that you can be still, stop the churning. The Lord of hosts is with us. Find your north, engage yourself, your east, and your west as you go forward in faith. With God confidence, we can embrace life, knowing that we are in the secure embrace of our God. To God be the glory.
Well, I am excited to take you all west. We're going to explore this story together with my family here to join us. And I hope all of you at home will help us as well. Good morning. When I hear Psalm 46 and think of other Bible stories, one that comes to mind is Jesus when he calms the storm with his disciples. And it's an example to us of how Jesus was there the whole time while the disciples were fearful. So we're going to act this out with a few hand motions. And again, I hope at home you will join us. The first word that is our trigger is boat. So when you hear the word boat, we're going to paddle. Perfect. I assume you're doing a good job. When you hear disciples, we're going to count to 12 as fast as you can. Ready? When Matt, how about this? When Matt says disciple.
Disciple?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Now, when Matt says wind, we're going to make wind sounds.
Wind.
Perfect. And two more. Waves.
Waves.
We're going to make waves. Perfect. Or hula. Whatever. Next, you hear Jesus.
Jesus.
Christ the Lord. Ready? Follow along at home. Join us. You can stand up. This can be your exercise for this morning at, you know, whatever time it is, 11:30. And here we go.
The disciples, were just exhausted. All day, crowds and crowds of people have been following Jesus.
Christ the Lord!
Listening as he taught, watching as he healed the sick. Now the sun was beginning to set over the Sea of Galilee. Seeing how tired his disciples were, Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
said, let's get in a boat and go over to the other side of the lake. It will be good for all of them to get away from the crowds for a while. The disciples rowed away from the shore while Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
into the front of the boat and lay down on a cushion. The waves lapped gently. Make gentle waves. And Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
fell into a peaceful sleep. Suddenly, the wind began to blow dark clouds across the sky. The waves weren't so gentle anymore. The little boat began to pitch and rock. The disciples began to get worried, but Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
lay sleeping in the front of the boat. The wind grew stronger still. The spray of the waves got all of the disciples all wet. This was getting to be a bad storm. But Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
still lay sleeping in the front of the boat. By the time the fishing boat reached the center of the lake, the wind had turned into an angry gale that whipped the waves so high they washed right over the boat. The disciples were terrified. But Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
still lay sleeping in the front of the boat. Finally, someone went and shook Jesus.
Christ the Lord.
Christ the Lord!
Master, he cried, why are you sleeping? Look at this storm. Jesus looked around.
Christ the Lord!
He listened to the howling wind. He felt the cold, stinging spray of the waves. Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
saw the fear in the faces of his disciples. When Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
stood, stretched out his arms to the storm and commanded,
be still!
And all at once the wind died down and the waves became completely calm. Then Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
asked the disciples,
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Where is your faith?
Jesus,
Christ the Lord,
showed his power over the storm that day on the Sea of Galilee, just as he cared for his disciples.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
In that little storm-tossed boat, he cares for you.
Thank you. Thank you to my family and to all of you who are listening at home. I hope that story, which is found in Mark, is a reminder to you also about Jesus' presence through storms, and also our ability to call, and that Jesus will respond. Now, throughout this week, we'll be sharing emails with you again with some resources of different things that you can do while you're at home together, exploring that time together. We have some things that will deal with these stories, both the Psalm, the prayer 46, and also this story of Jesus, but also some other ideas. I've asked some of our friends, our young friends, to send some things that they've been doing, which we'll share in the email blast, and I encourage you to continue to do that. You can email that. You can find my email address online if you need it on our website. And I'm also asking the congregation to share prayers with us. We started our Lent study with a look at prayer, and we're continuing to look at prayer through this storm. And so if you have a favorite childhood prayer, a prayer you've written, potentially a poem or even a piece of art, I'm asking you to share that with us. And I have information that'll go out via that email tomorrow. So thank you very much for joining us this morning.
I'd like to lead us now in a time of prayer, as we do so, normally we share the prayer concerns. We are still going to be sending those prayer concerns out to people who would like to receive them. If you would like to receive a name, the list of names of folks to be in prayer for this week, please send an email to office@covenantfrazier.org. That's our standard office email. And Lynn or Kim will send that prayer list out to you. And I just want to say a thank you, too, to Lynn, to Kim, and also to Bobby, our housekeeper, to Ellen, our bookkeeper, and to Phil, who just started as our porter and has been thrown into the fire with this. Thank you to all of them for doing all that they are doing to help things keep humming along as well as they are, and for being flexible. And I'd like to ask you if you could be in prayer for them as well. If you would please join me in a time of prayer, I'm going to use a prayer by a man named William Temple. Let's pray together. O God of love, we pray you to give us love. Love in our thinking, love in our speaking, love in our doing, and love in the hidden places of our souls. Love of our neighbors near and far, love of our friends old and new, love of those with whom we find it hard to bear, and love of those who find it hard to bear with us, love of those with whom we work, and love of those with whom we take our ease, love in joy, love in sorrow, love in life, and love in death, that so at length we may be worthy to dwell with you. You who are eternal love. Amen.
Amen.
And please do continue to be in prayer for each other and for the world during this time. I'd like to remind you, as we prepare to close this time together, not only to email the office if you'd like to receive our prayer list of folks to be in prayer for, but also to watch for emails. Jen mentioned prayers that she is working on pulling together. There will be more information coming about that effort over email, so watch for that. Please remember to share this recording with friends. The recording will be posted soon after the stream ends. And also, if you are not getting regular emails, we've sent an email out, I believe, almost every day this week. If you have not been getting those emails, please do be in touch. Send an email to one of us. Call into the church. We do periodically check the voicemails, and we'll make sure that we get you hooked up with regular emails. With that, if Jim, would you please give us a benediction?
Now may the God of hope fill you with all the joy and all the peace in believing, that in the power of God's Holy Spirit, you and I may abound in God confidence and hope. God bless you all.
Amen. And we'll let Tom sing us our postlude today. And we hope you all have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Hey, Covenant Church. Tom here to guide you through one of our hymns. I Will Come to You, number 177, better known to a lot of us as You Are Mine.
Thank you.